This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Well, you know, I've been having trouble with my girl, my friends, my job, my family. I wanna know, maybe you can help me. Turn on the bar and seize that fucking cheese. I wanna hear from you, coy dudes on. How dare you?
Wow.
Absolutely, how dare you?
That was by Austin Archer, who has a Bandcamp, and it is austinarchermusic.bandcamp.com. And the Instagram handle, if you have time for two plugs, is Me and Me Comedy.
So, Me and Me Comedy.
That's right. So, two plugs. One great song, and that was by Austin Archer. Thoughts?
It was a great song. It was like so many genres, it feels like.
It had it all.
I thought it was like boy band, then I thought it was punk rock.
Then?
Some sort of like alt-funk with the kazoo.
Yeah, then it was prog rock, then it was Christian rock, or Chris rock for short. Then it was Christian folk.
Then it was Christian Bale.
And finally, it was Synth Bale.
His cousin.
So thanks, Austin Archer, for writing that theme song. Hey, bonus Thursday episode.
All right. We need it, baby.
Thursday, November 10th. Recording this the same day as we recorded our Wednesday bonus episode.
Wow. So there's a little context for you. But tell you what, this is a world that needs laughter.
That's right, folks. Okay.
Oh, yeah, folks.
Day after the election is today. We recorded all of our thoughts onto the bonus morning after Trump cast. So you can hear that all if you want to hear what we thought about the election and all that stuff.
Spoiler, we loved it.
But we wanted to separate those two thoughts. Yet still get them out. So if you see an episode yesterday on the feed, I think it was episode 240-something called 243, Morning After Trump. Those are all of our election thoughts. This is just a regular bonus Thursday, If I Were You podcast.
No politics, pure podcast.
I would like to say just really quickly
about
the emails.
Dude.
Just the emails.
No.
I really want to just talk about the FBI.
No. This is an advice show.
It's called If I Were You. It's the only advice show on the internet hosted by me.
And me.
I'm Amir.
And I'm Christian Bale.
And I am Amir. The way it works is that people will email us. They're in need of our guidance, whether it be before or after Trump's election. People are confused. They're scared in life. They don't get shit. And they don't get shit done.
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately for you guys, we are wise to certain extents.
What if I was fucking Christian Bale?
What are you talking about?
Like if I was him.
What does that mean?
If I was him instead of me.
If you swapped bodies with Christian Bale, or if this entire time you were Christian Bale.
I am Christian Bale. Like, I look and act and am him, but he's here, and it's me, That would I have a podcast, and I was in Batman.
That would I would be cooler than you because I would have a podcast with Christian Bale, that and you'd be like, "Why does Christian Bale have a podcast?"
Right. Well, I wouldn't exist in this scenario. Well, or I would, but I would be Christian Bale.
So who would Jake be?
No one.
So it seems like you just want to disappear.
I don't want to disappear. I want to be Christian Bale. He would disappear.
Now we're getting into the metaphysics of body versus soul and who you actually are.
I would have my mind and his everything else.
And I actually have one mind to tell Christian Bale that I deserve his body more than he does.
All right.
You know, he did The Machinist after American Psycho. So he got that huge, and then he lost it all for an indie movie.
Jesus Christ.
If I was Bale, I would say no way in hell.
Yeah, I'd rather stay fucking cut.
Yeah, I have a movie. It's called Life, and I'm jacked in it. But these are real emails from real people. Going to give them fake names just to preserve their anonymity.
Of course.
So maybe you could just make up names based on sounds or something like that.
Okay.
So, like, start combining syllables from other words.
Forasailapa.
That's good. Forasailapa. This one appears to be two emails. Am I only supposed to read the one on top or the one below?
The one on top.
Hey, guys, it's been a while since I've written, but I believe I have a doozy of a dilemma on my hands that you guys could help me out with. I've been dating this girl that I met at a mutual friend's wedding for about 4 months. Things are good, but not great. And I'm considering breaking things off. After seeing this chick for about a month, I came to realize that she and a friend of mine have a lot in common and may really hit it off. Is there a way I can suggest to my friend or this girl that I think they should give it a try? If you're thinking it's weird, keep in mind that this particular friend and I have each dated and lost our virginity to the same girl in high school. Love. Ooh.
Ooh, Fosa Pilopra?
Yeah.
No fucking clue.
Oh, shit. We should keep it simple next time. So this is sort of like a selfless homie hop.
Yeah, it's a homie hop where you're orchestrating the hop between two
homies.
You're allowing the homies to hop.
This happened to me recently where I went on a few dates with a lady. I'm like, she's solid, but not for me. But I bet she'd be great for my friend.
Were you able to pass that off?
No. I only ran it by the guy, and he's like, I don't need to date anyone you dated.
Who?
And I feel like he's
the easier... I want to know who this was.
He's the easier person to convince. The hard part would be convincing her, being like, hey, I don't think we're great together. She's bummed. And it's like, but actually, you should date my friend.
Yeah.
And then she's like, fuck you. I'm not doing you any favors. I'm not dating. Like, that's the last thing. If I like someone, and she's like, you should actually date my friend. I one time matched with someone on a dating app, and she's like, hey, I swiped you for my friend. And I was like, all right, but I swiped you for you. I
swiped you for you.
Not because I want to hook with your friend.
I think I've been there too, actually, where somebody, I was like, it was similar. It was like, I was hooking up with somebody, then I like sort of ghosted them. And then they like came back on my radar, but they had a boyfriend and they were like, I want to set you up with my friend, which seems kind of counterintuitive since I'm clearly not a good guy.
Yeah.
But what's the harm?
There's no real harm in a vacuum. Like, it really doesn't matter and it's fine. And if you've only, it's not like you're married to this girl and you want to set somebody up with your ex-wife. It's just like a lot of weird hurt feelings and kind of awkward. Like, what if they do hit it off, and then it's like, yeah, I dated you before you, and then...
Yeah, and then they'll have to hang out.
Yeah, hang out.
I guess
out.
You might as well just, like, there's, like, two objectives here. One is you want to set your friend up with somebody, but the other is you want to get out of your relationship. And it seems like that's the executable action.
Yeah, let's focus on that.
Let's get that one done.
Because I think the key is to wait. Like... I couldn't probably do that orchestrated homie hop thing that I was talking about, but maybe now that it's been 6 months, that girl is probably over me. She's not interested.
Right. Then you can sort of, yeah, it takes some time. Who was the girl that you tried to set somebody up with?
I don't even know. I think you know. but I don't want to say her name.
Of course.
And I don't want to then go back in this episode
and edit.
Edit it out. Or
right. I wonder
like
if
that.
You can give me a hint. Like,
I wonder if I could. Oh, yeah. I don't want to mouth it either because then like you'll pick up on it. And I don't even know if you remember that I went on dates with this human.
How long ago was it?
It was about 4 months, 5 months, 6 months ago.
5 months ago? Where the hell were we?
Here, I'm typing it out, and then I'm going to turn my computer around. Do you remember that?
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
Barely, though.
It seems like a good match.
It does.
But you're right, barely. Maybe she barely remembers me, and I can do it. Impossible. Maybe she's listening right now. That's...
And she's wondering, timing how long it took you to mouth her name. So she's like, wow, wait, my name did fit.
At the very least, listening to the keystrokes like it's Sherlock. Creepy.
I want to say the name now.
What?
I just want to say it. And please. Then you'll have to edit. You'll have to go back and edit the podcast.
Yeah, and you want to say it like sort of randomly throughout the episode.
Oh, that'd be so, and then you'd really have to go through.
Yeah, I'd have to remove it just from your track because that's... what if I'm talking and I don't want to get rid of it like from the total audio?
My God.
God, what a way to fuck that up.
Yeah, just to troll you.
Yeah.
From beyond the grave.
What?
I'm dead.
Right. Because I'm Bale.
I am Christian. I am Bale.
So the advice here is to break up, focus on that, and then maybe in a while, crocodile.
Yeah. Let's just not worry about this. This girl will find somebody on her own.
Yeah. Okay. I got another one. I'll come up with a name this time.
Okay.
Zai, hey, new.
Zai, Zainu.
Zai, Miss American. Zai, yeah.
Drove my Shazai to the Lezai.
Lezai was Zai.
Oh, God, I hate it.
Zai writes, hey, J&A, my GF and I have been dating for around 3 months now, and everything is going great, except for one nerve-wracking problem. Isn't that always how it goes?
Yeah, everything's not great.
Everything's great. Everything's perfect except for one issue, and the issue is this. When we have sex, she doesn't like me to wear a condom. Don't get me wrong, neither do I, but I've always relied on the good sense of my female partners to ensure that we're wearing protection. This causes me to be unable to enjoy sex for the most part because I'm too worried about accidentally blowing a load inside her. What do I suggest? Sorry, when I do suggest we grab a condom, she'll poke fun at me, saying like, "What? Are you scared you'll come in me?" Oh, and God. audibly moan, saying, "Condoms suck." She also tried to tell me things like girls can only get pregnant 3 days a month. But how do I know when those 3 days are? She asked me last night if she went on the pill, would I come in her? And I still don't think it's a good idea. I guess my question is, how do I convince her wearing condoms are a good thing without offending her? I'm 22 and she's 22.
Okay.
So they're both 22.
I'm going to have to be very careful here because I am a little averse to condoms.
Yeah, you're condom averse.
But I also have an advice podcast, so I've got to be socially responsible.
Yeah, you have to say not what you would do, but what you do as I say, not as right. I do. What?
What's the problem here?
you
go first, man.
All right, here's the thing. If she's not on birth control, then I think it's too dangerous. I think why risk it? I personally don't dislike condoms as much as you do. I can still enjoy sex with it. I enjoy the peace of mind that it provides, both disease and pregnancy-wise. That being said, if she goes on the pill, you're looking at a very, very low chance. You can still have the peace of mind while also having unprotected sex, which does feel better.
Yeah. All right. I think I'm with that. I think if she's not using any form of birth control, if all you've got is the condom, you have to wear the condom. And I don't think it makes you any less of a man to say, hey, I agree with you that it feels good, but it's not worth the risk of us becoming with child at such a young age.
Have you experienced the girl being condom averse before?
Yes, but it's always resulted in not wearing a condom because I basically, if I'm going to have sex with somebody, my default is condom. But if they're like, I don't want one, would never put up a fight because I'm an irresponsible jackass.
But it feels like that's more rare than the guy version.
Yes.
Like, the dip in quality on the guy's end seems to be more severe than the decrease in quality on the lady's end. Though I have heard situations where ladies can also not enjoy the condom.
Right. Well, if it's not lubricated enough or something.
Yeah. How's the physics of that work? Like, why is it more desensitized? It's the same layer of rubber in between my peen and the other person's V. So why is it more desensitized on my end than on theirs?
I have no idea. I don't know what it feels like for a girl to have sex.
Yeah. And what if she was... Is there any difference, like, if the condom is attached to her versus me? Like, if I'm... Imagine, if you will, a situation in which...
Were they wearing, like, a dental dam or something?
I'm wearing nothing, and the condom is just firmly in the vagina, and I'm fucking the condom. That would feel better than if I was having sex... And the condom was moving with me.
You're
correct?
Talking about a female condom, right?
Is that what a female condom is? Is it just like a tube within the vagina?
I think so.
Okay.
I've never used one.
So let's say it is. Does that feel better?
It has to be wider, because otherwise you are fucking a very, very tiny...
Yeah.
The condom needs to be like stretched over your penis. I don't think you just like aim your dick at it.
My imagination, and again, this is something we should have... figured out by now, is that the female condom is like, it's almost like a dam that occurs beyond the point of where the penis goes. Like almost like a rubber coin that blocks
an
opening.
Oh, like way up in there.
Yeah.
I think I was under the impression that was like, that it was a almost like a layer, I don't know what, sort of like a gelatin over the entire opening.
Yeah, almost like
so
a saran wrap.
Like a plastic
over the
bag
hole.
Or something.
Yeah.
I guess...
You know what we should do is when we go to break, we'll look it up and then we'll have the thrilling conclusion to something you guys probably already know. It's still a mystery if 84% of people have solved it.
I mean, I have no idea what's about to happen.
This is like when CNN called the election after they announced that Hillary had called to concede. Like, all right, this is it, folks. We're calling this. It's like, yeah, we already know. He just gave his speech.
We're not talking about politics, dude.
I'm just saying it came up organically.
Never again.
Actually, let me take a look at this Florida map.
Jesus. Huh.
Yeah, look at this county.
We'll be right back, folks.
Still 43% of precincts. All right, what's the final advice here?
We're gonna answer when we get back. I thought.
Oh, I think we can answer her question without figuring out what a female condom is.
Fine. I think the answer is that you should not feel bad about asserting your preference for wearing a condom because it's the safe, correct thing to do in this situation. But if she hates condoms so much and she's willing to go on birth control, then that's enough of a safety measure, at least to me.
Yeah. And speaking of safety measures, HHH passed in California. Can we talk about state politics?
What is HHH?
I don't know. I think it's the homeless one.
All right.
Well, not really. It was a law that forcibly bused them to different cities.
Damn it.
Shit kebabs. Have you looked to see what the measures have passed in California? One of them was legalization of marijuana.
That one passed, right?
Yeah.
Recreational marijuana. So did no condoms in porn, speaking of no condoms.
Yeah, what was the deal with that one?
People wanted porn there to be condoms in porn.
Forcibly so.
Yeah.
And only the ones that are shot in California?
Most porn is shot in California.
Interesting. That's a fun little fact.
Most everything's shot in California. Cum shot in California.
Nice, dude.
You know what I'm saying?
Are you looking up?
I'm looking up female condoms.
All right, let's take a break. Think one more sponsor.
Oh my God.
It's hot. We'll be right back with a thrilling conclusion of what is a female condom, saran wrap, or a rubber coin. This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura. Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Indeed. Indeed.
Simply put, it's the easiest way to create a professional looking website.
Couldn't agree more, bud.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the tweet. No, they do have a lot more than that. It's they have 24/7 award-winning customer support. They have very simple drag and drop technology. You can code, you can design mm-hmm. a professional looking website without knowing much about how the internet works.
You can sell. You can launch and sell product from Squarespace.
Yes.
That's right.
You can even purchase a domain name through Squarespace. For example, Jake, what can people purchase?
Boneheader.com. Boneheader. It's like
interesting. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like if you're a boneheaded person, but you're doing a boneheader of a move. You know what I mean?
What about fitnessnah.com? So it's sort of like a relaxation technique slash way to say damn the man with regards to fitness.
It's a movement about not going to the gym. Fitness.
It's it's an anti-movement, really.
Oh,
it's a
non-movement
movement.
Is anti-movement one? Anti-movement seems like it should be.
I'll have to check it out later. Actually, let me look right now. Antimovement.com is not available. Don't buy that one.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't. But
so it's more fitnessnah.com.
Yeah, it's more of a fitnessnah thing.
Yeah. Squarespace AI also is a great way to kickstart or update written content on any website. They can generate instant personalized results that know and show your brand identity. Pretty cool there too.
Incredible.
So the way to get in on this action and launch your own website soon enough mm-hmm. is to go to squarespace.com/segments.
Segments.
And when you're ready to launch, you use that coupon code segments at checkout to save 10% off their already low prices.
Beautiful.
Again, check out squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Thanks, folks.
Thanks, Squarespace. And we're back. Female condoms are what?
It looks, I believe I was right.
Which is what, the saran wrap?
Yeah, well, it looks like an extra big condom.
That you slide up in your DMs.
Yeah, you slide like so.
Oh yeah, that looks like a dream catcher.
Yeah,
but hopefully less porous, and still catching all your little dreams.
Yeah, there you go. So the entrance it looks like a giant balloon, sort of, with a really wide mouth.
So the question is, if you have sex, well, it's like if you fuck a condom, does that feel as desensitized as wearing a condom and fucking a non-condomed vagina?
I don't know. I don't know why people choose. This is another thing I need to look up now.
What, why people choose female condom over regular condom?
Yeah.
Yeah, is it like you try to, is it like for guys that can't wear condoms, it's like...
Well, that's like latex. allergy, you'd still get it either way. Or you mean like if a guy's dick is so small that his condom slips off?
That's a good one. Or if like the guy refuses to wear one, or he has a latex or a rubber allergy, although it's the same material. So that wouldn't make sense either. You know what we should do is we should have a doctor, a sex doctor on, like a gynecologist or something. Mm. We can ask him all these questions. Because remember the idea, the word Nuva ring?
Yeah.
Like, what's that? A Nuva ring. It's a ring, but where does that go? Do you know where that goes?
Yeah, that just, it chills in your vagina.
Right, and that's medicine coming out of it. It's not like an actual trap.
Yeah, it's not trapping any condom.
It's like a hormonal.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's separate. I wonder if there's any questions where we don't have to look up the answers on Wikipedia coming up.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
You know, I'm not afraid to declare my ignorance. It's part of admitting being an adult, really, is saying, listen, I don't know everything. And as soon as I do, I'll let you guys know. And maybe out there, you guys knew that already. But
very possible. We are in our 30s. We should know that.
It's also possible that you don't. So I guess you're welcome for finding it out before you're on microphone as a 33-year-old. Less embarrassing. Mm-hmm. So I much like a female condom, I captured the shame for you so that you don't have to wear one.
Beautiful.
Any shows we have coming up? There's a few floating in the ether, but not till next year.
Yeah.
Should we tease cities or just let it be mystery for now?
I like a little mystery.
Okay. Just know we are planning on going abroad.
Ooh.
Sometime, and a couple new states. Or one new state, sometime in January or February. And as soon as that gets solidified, we'll let you know.
True.
Here's a funny question. Is it from a male or female, the one that's written, bitch aunt stole my $5,000?
I don't know, actually.
Let's say it's a lady.
Okay. We'll call her Chuck-a-Lucky.
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 Right. So, a bit morbid but vital to my story, my mom died almost exactly 2 years ago. Now, also vital, my family is hell. They're all arrogant, alcoholic, obnoxious assholes, and they didn't take the loss well. My father and I, at one point, had to go to the hospital security to remove them from the building due to general screaming and some petty theft. Now, my mother's thinking wasn't too great in the last few months, and she had some sort of government cash-in for when she kicked it that was not in my name that she wanted to put in my name. Free $5,000. Some sort of consolation, right? Wrong. My ailing mother failed to remember the bank this was associated with, and my dad did no better. Turns out my aunt had been hoarding it away in her name. No doubt due in part to her Scrooge-esque husband, and despite a conversation between her and my father on what could have been my mother's dying wish, she withheld what I believe is my cash. Now my dad and I have to pay for some bullshit government tax on it while I struggle to pay my car insurance. What are your moral views on this situation? Should I talk to her personally? Could it get aggressive? Is it wrong to dislike your family, even if you think they're shitty people? Thanks in advance, and hope to see you live soon. If it helps, I'm an 18-year-old girl in Western Canada. So I was a lady the whole time.
Oh, good.
Love the show. So mom left daughter money. They can't figure out how to access said money. Mom's sister figured it out and is now hoarding the $5,000.
They have to pay taxes on it?
Yeah, as if they received it.
Well, how did they? That seems wrong.
Yeah, because it's like, oh, you did get the money, but it's like, no, I don't have access to it. It's like, hey, I don't know what you have access to or not. You still got to pay 50% to Uncle, whatever the Canadian equivalent of Sam is.
Samantha.
On Samantha. What are your moral views on the situation? It seems like if she's going to take the money, she might as well at least pay taxes on it. And if she was your family member, she would. This is like a legit robbery situation.
Yeah, sorry for your loss, by the way.
Yeah, that's another bad thing lost in this email.
Does it say, is her aunt her mom's sister or her dad's sister?
I'm guessing mom's sister.
I mean, yeah, it'd have to be mom's sister.
Yeah, otherwise
what's she doing to mom?
Dad's sister being like, I'll take it from here. brother's wife, dead wife.
I guess you have to lawyer up, it seems like.
Against your family, but then it's like getting into a whole other situation where you start up to paying other people. This is what I would do. Step one, tell Aunt. See if you could figure it out face to face.
Say you need to talk. Step two, say come on, it's just
talk to the bank.
Some
see if you can get it from the bank
because that might
how to save this money. Step two, talk to the bank. Maybe they can give you access to it if it's like they're the ones holding it and giving your aunt access. Step three.
Well, I mean, the money's gone, right? Like, there's not like she has access to the money. Like, it's $5,000. It's already gone. It's got to be gone.
She's using it and abusing it slowly but surely. Step three, talk to the government. Maybe you don't have to pay taxes on it. You could prove that you never actually got the money, that your aunt stole it. Someone is responsible.
Stick her with the bill.
Yeah. Between your aunt,
the bank. The best thing you can do is at least stick your aunt with having to pay the taxes on it, because she probably already spent all the money. Maybe she doesn't have the, like, $2,000 of taxes or whatever it's going
to
be.
That's a common problem that happened even to us. It's like we made some money, we spend it all, and then it's like, oh, you have to pay taxes on the money. You're like, oh, that money's gone.
It's spent, dude.
I can't pay 50% because I don't have it anymore.
Yeah, I learned that hard lesson as I think I was 24 or something.
That's another one you can take with you. Anybody that's younger than us, learn from our mistakes.
My dad used to always say, you know, like everybody's got like a saying from their old man or something.
Yeah.
My dad never said anything like poetic, but he always said, make sure you brush your teeth and remember to pay income tax.
Oh.
Remember to pay your tax. I think it was, remember to pay your federal income tax.
Yeah, that way, at the very least, you have good gums and you're not in jail.
Yes, and I have shitty gums and I am in jail. So listen to my dad, folks.
Unrelated to the taxes, though. And then my other bit of advice is to talk to the aunt with your dad, because if your aunt is anything like some people I know, they don't respect people who are 30 years younger than them.
Mm-hmm.
If my niece went up to me and asked for cash, I would laugh her off.
You would slap her across the face.
And if my brother did it with my niece, I'd have to listen to her.
Because your brother could still kick your ass.
Actually, my niece can kick my ass too.
If you and your two brothers all got into a fight, who do you think would win?
Ooh, good question. I guess my oldest brother, because he's strong and weighs the most.
You think he's more than Ben? Ben's got long reach.
Ben's got long reach, but he's slender like me.
Mm-hmm.
Your ear's thick, and I feel like he's got dad strength.
Yeah, I feel like he would just spear tackle you.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then look at Ben and go, snarl, start running, bitch. And Ben would. He would take off because he would see me there, and he would say, not me.
Long strides on that one, by the way.
He's a gazelle. Ghost gone. Cloud of smoke, Ben shaped. You reach for it. He's a mile
Help
away.
Help me, brother.
There are no brothers in a fight. All right. Next question. God. What happened last night?
No.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Focus. Eye on the prize, baby.
Eye on the prize. Let's call this guy Shy. S-H-A-I.
We're having fun. Comedy's real.
Yeah, we're laughing because this is an escape. What's up, dudes, writes Shy. Listen to the show every Monday and sometimes Thursday. Hey,
Shy's listening on a Thursday today.
I'm not a fan of hooking up with girls randomly, but I had my first one-night stand a few weeks ago, and I don't know what to make of it. I at least try to know/like someone beforehand to make sure everything is cool before we take things to the bedroom, but this was a heat-of-the-moment move, and drunk me couldn't pass it up. We both walked away the next day. I guess mutually feeling it was a one-time deal. But why do I feel so weird about it? Most guys I know are the bone-and-walk-away types, but I think it's just douchey. I don't like feeling like this, but who knows if it could happen again. Is there anything I could do to step away from the hookup culture that everyone else seems to be okay with? Or should I just go with the flow like everyone else? Note, I'm 25 and really have been having sex for the past 4 years or so. So this guy doesn't like...
One night stands. Keep at it.
What?
I think he's got to keep at it.
So, like, keep seeing this girl or keep one night standing until he's desensitized, yeah, like the rest of society?
Yeah, you can get there.
Yeah. When they go low, you go low with them, mm-hmm, and have more one night stands. The weird thing about one night stands is that how do you know if it's a one night stand until you, like, what if you hook up with that person again? So isn't it only truly a one-night stand when you die, thus eliminating the need or possibility for the second night of standing?
I guess you could lead some sort of weird religious cult with that, like true one-night stands where you fuck and then kill yourself.
Yeah, because that's the only way to make it truthfully a one-night stand. Otherwise, there's a possibility of hooking up again, and then it becomes a two-night stand, which isn't really a stand at all. It's a sit. It's a two-night sit and a three-night lean and a four-night lay.
Ooh, I like a lay.
Yeah.
Have you ever had sex with somebody and just, like, not gotten their number?
Maybe so, yes.
So that's, I think that's a good way to know that it's a one-night stand. When you're on a trip or something, too.
Yeah. Oh, like, when the odds of you seeing that person again are so slim.
Mm-hmm.
One night, where, what was I going to say? The, not knowing. Have you ever had a two-night stand? What a rarity.
Plenty.
Like, if you were to line up all the people you've slept with in order of how many nights you've spent with them, mm-hmm, wouldn't you say two or three is the most rare?
Two or three? No, not for me. That's probably the most common. I like to do shit twice.
And then, so two is more common than once.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. I'm not counting two times in one evening.
Yeah.
I'm kind of like one night and then another night and then you're done.
Sometimes years in the future.
So you're...
I'm on like a 10-year cycle. For real.
You're like fashion.
Yeah. I like to revisit shit.
Oh, really?
But only once. I don't know. I'm a fucking weirdo.
So you're a sequel, not a trilogy, man.
Yeah. Big into sequel.
That's another rarity. What movie has... There's a sequel but not a trilogy. Like, this movie did great. Let's make another one. And that's enough. We're done. It's over. It's fine. Yeah. The sequel was good.
How many of those are there?
Is there a number two but not a number three?
Alvin and the Chipmunks, the Squeakquel.
Yeah, but there was two Squeakquels.
Yeah, then they did a couple, like a road trip and a chipmunk.
Sequel without trilogy is a Google search. But you say you have more of those sexually than one night stands? I don't believe that.
No, I probably have more one night stands. But I think I have a surprising amount of
sequels. God. All I'm seeing is Star Wars. All I can see is Star Wars.
Well, there's way more than three. A trilogy.
Yeah. The thing is, if you search sequel or trilogy, the internet just assumes you're talking about Star Wars.
Oh.
As they should.
All right. So this guy does not like Uno night stands.
Yeah.
He does not like them, Sam, you are.
I think that makes him good. I think that's a good thing to have. I think that makes him empathetic and thoughtful. I don't think it's a bad thing.
I don't think it's a bad thing. But I don't think it, like, liking one night stands is a bad thing either. It just...
If I were to, like, impose a trait onto a son of mine, I would be like, I'd rather him not like one night stands than like them.
Oh no, I want my son to fuck. I want my daughter to fuck. I want whoever wants to fuck, and whoever doesn't like it doesn't have to.
Yeah, but I'm saying I'd rather
choose.
Yeah, if I could choose, I would say, oh, it's nice to want to have some sort of emotional connection with the person you're sleeping with.
So
you don't have to have it, but it's nice to want to have it. The fact that he wants to have it is pretty nice. Not the fact that he has to have it. Obviously, he doesn't have to have it, but he can want to have it. He should want to have it. I, at the very least, think you should want to have it.
You're giving me a migraine somehow.
I think you should have to want to have it.
Well, do you?
Fuck no.
So you want your son to have a different...
Oh, I want my son to be much more empathetic than me. Yeah, I am mentally disconnected.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, don't be like me, little one.
Little boy.
I'm able to even go, you know, longer with ladies before, while still not being, like, emotionally connected.
Right. Well, I guess, I mean, I think that the to me anyway, the thing to do here is to separate. What am I trying to say?
Church and state.
That's for one thing. You know, it is good to want to have a connection. It's especially good if like the person that you're sleeping with wants to have that. Because I know I've personally confused and hurt people by like making a one night stand into something that they did not think was going to be one night, or like making sex a one night stand when they thought there might be more.
Yeah.
But then I think it's also fine to recognize when somebody wanted to just sleep with you once. That's okay.
Has that ever happened to you where you're like, oh, let's hang out again? And like, nah, one night was good.
Some version of that. Yeah. It was like, should I get your number? And like, nah, you don't have to. Like, all
right. Now I want it.
at the very least, I'll look you up on Facebook.
Yeah, I don't really have Facebook. Who doesn't have that?
At least you have Instagram.
You have a cold.
Do you hang out at the whiskey then? That's where we met. I'll see you again, won't I?
Oh, my freaking post nasal drip. Oh, shit, man.
Well, I definitely gave you a little bit of a sniffle, so I'll be with you for the next 8 days.
Let's hold up together, eat soup, and rent movies. I'm Harry Carey now.
So I think that this guy, I think it's cool to want to have it, the connection, but you don't have to want to have it, you know?
Now you're on board.
Now I'm on board, now that I got it.
All right, cool. That's it. Let's get the fuck out of here. This is a bonus Thursday episode. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope you appreciated it. Thanks to our sponsors for bringing us back on a short week. We will be back on Monday, as always. As always.
And always.
Do, 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 do. The opening theme song was, what was his name again?
Archer.
Oh, yeah, Austin Archer. This closing one is Eric, which is based on a song that we sang sort of as a joke on a previous episode recently called If I Shove It Up My Ass. So thanks to Austin. Thanks to Eric. Thanks to you guys for listening. If you have any more theme song submissions or questions for us, the email address for everything is ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. Now let's let Eric take it away with his personal rendition of If I Shove It Up My Ass.
Cannot wait for this.
If I shove it in my ass, would it get me high? Would it make you cry? Would you say bye? If I shove it in my ass, would it get me high? Would it make you try? Would it make me buy? If I shove it in my ass,
put that at the end of the next episode too. That's too good.
That was a HeadGum podcast.